members. Please vote to show your preference. Any members fail to vote? Secretary votes.
Senator Fisher, is that it? The roll shows 17 senators present today. Senator Rohde is excused from the call of the Senate today.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senator Coletta be shown as absent due to illness in the family.
Senator Holmes. Please stand in prayer. Our Father, we thank you for moments of personal meditation and prayer which help us to free our minds from the pressures about us. We thank you for the trying times that we experience when we realize that we really are human, have limitations, that as men and women in the Senate, we do feel the secret frustration which creeps on us as we see discrepancies in what needs to be done and what is actually accomplished. We thank you also for those times of victory when we see most clearly the worth of our time and effort, for those times in which we have been able to bring legislation which serves our state well. I come to you in the name of Christ Jesus. Amen.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 87th legislative day and Senate Supplement Number 30.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 87th day and the Senate Supplement Number 30 be approved as certified.
Objection, so ordered. Down to induction of guests. Senator Fisher.
Mr. President, I have a real pleasure to introduce Joan Hurst, who is the Executive Director of the Campfire Chugach Council. They operate all sorts of youth programs around the state. Joan Hurst.
Mr. President, I rarely think about my age, but every once in a while I'm reminded when I see some very young and talented young people come up and begin their professional careers, and I'd like to introduce one such today, and it happens to be a constituent from my area. That's Leif Selkrag. Leif is with Hanscom Harry, a joint venture for our gallery.
Mr. President, I think Senator Strugulski will always be young.
Mr. President, bless him.
In the gallery today also, if I might report the privilege, is a very close friend of mine and a joint legislator with Senator Zicker in times past. Commissioner presently in transportation, Wally Tudor. Senator Dackworth.
Mr. President, behind me I'd like to introduce three gentlemen from the Alaskan Aviation Safety Foundation, Mr. Rex Bishop, Mr. James Dodson, and Chuck Weir.
Messages of April 8th. Dear Mr. President, I have read the following resolution and am transmitting the enrolled and engrossed copies to the Lieutenant Governor's office for permanent filing. Senate Resolution Number 2 amended relating to the name of the International Airport at Anchorage, Senate Resolve Number 4. I have signed the following resolution and am transmitting the enrolled and engrossed copies to the Lieutenant Governor's office for permanent filing. Senate Joint Resolution Number 15 relating to equal federal income taxation of married persons, Legislative Resolve Number 6. Sincerely, J.S. Hammond, Governor. Those are the messages from the Governor today.
Messages from the House.
We have no messages from the House.
Communication.
There is a communication of April 9 from the Commissioner, Department of Revenue. Dear Mr. President, I am enclosing a supply of federal applications for automatic extension of time to file U.S. individual income tax returns. The federal income tax return is due April 15, 1981. Applications for extension for filing federal income tax returns must be made on an individual basis. These have been distributed to all the senators. That's the only communication.
Reports of standing committees.
The Resources Committee considered Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 17, Development of a Wood Products Industry in the State, and reports it back as follows. Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, and Senators Sturgiewski, Yeoman, and Mulcahy signed do pass. Senator Sturgiewski and Yeoman added do pass with amendments. Senator Fisher signed no recommendation. SCR 17 has a further referral to finance. The Resources Committee considered sponsor substitutes for Senate Joint Resolution Number 10, proposing amendments to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to agricultural rights on state lands. And a majority of the committee recommends do pass, signed Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, concurring. Senators Fisher, Sturgiewski, and Mulcahy. Senator Gilman signed no recommendation. SJR 10 has a further referral to Judiciary. The State Affairs Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution Number 18, Utility Corridor for the Extension of the Alaska Railroad to the Canadian Border, and recommends that it be replaced with the committee substitute, and a majority do pass, signed Senator Fisher, Chairman, concurring Senator Stimson, Bradley, and Coletta. Senator Eliason signed no recommendation. SJR 18 has a further referral to Rules.
Rules Committee.
The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered Senate Bill Number 136, Practice of Optometry, and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute with a new title, a new fiscal note, and do pass. Signed, Senator Parr, Chairman, concurring Senator Stimson, Fisher, Coletta, and Kelly. SB 136 has a further referral to Judiciary. The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill Number 242, establishing the Alaska Student Leadership Development Fund, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass. Signing the majority report were Senator Sackett, Stimson, Sturgiewski, Eliason, Ferguson, and Dankworth. Senator Bennett, co-chairman, signed no recommendation. SB 242 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill Number 243, making an appropriation to the Department of Education for the Alaska Student Leadership Development Fund, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass. Signing do pass were Senators Stimson, Sturgiewski, Ferguson, and Dankworth. Senator Bennett, co-chairman, and Senator Sackett and Eliason signed no recommendation. SB 243 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill Number 252, Grants for Water Supply, Sewerage, and Solid Waste Facilities, and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute and an amendment, and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Gilman, Chairman, concurring Senator Sturgiewski and Ferguson. Senator Ziegler signed do pass, but sponsorship is questionable. SB 252 has a further referral to Finance. The Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill Number 303, making a special appropriation to the Alaska Code Revision Commission, and reports it back as follows. Senator Rohde, Chairman, and Senator Bennett signed do pass. Senators Parr and Ray signed no recommendation. SB 303 has a further referral to Finance. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill Number 329, making a special appropriation to the Alaska Municipal Bond Bank Authority for purchase of revenue bonds issued by the City of Nenana, and recommends do pass with an amendment. Signed, Senator Gilman, Chairman, concurring Senators Sturgiewski, Ferguson, and Ziegler. SB 329 has a further referral to Finance. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill Number 17, Hess, effective date amended, establishing an older Alaskans commission, and recommends that it be replaced with a Senate committee substitute with a new fiscal note and do pass. Signed, Senator Parr, Chairman, concurring Senator Stimson, Fisher, Coletta, and Kelly. HB 17 has a further referral to Finance. The State Affairs Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill Number 36, Judiciary, privilege not to disclose sources of information, and recommends that it be replaced with a Senate committee substitute, and the committee adopted the House letter of intent as a State Affairs letter of intent, and recommended do pass. Signed, Senator Fisher, chairman, concurring Senators Eliason, Stimson, Coletta, and Bradley. HB 36 has a further referral to judiciary. The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill number 99, prohibiting discrimination in education in the state, and recommends it be calendared April 9. Signed, Senator Kelly, chairman, concurring Senators Bankworth and Ziegler. Senator Ziegler also signed no recommendation. The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill number 18, Special Education, and Senate Bill number 85, permitting a minor under age of 18 to be employed in occupation in which a strike or lockout is in progress, and recommends calendaring April 9. Signed, Senator Kelly, chairman, concurring Senator Ziegler, Dankworth, Pertula, and Ferguson. This appears on today's calendar. The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill number 283, Offers of Judgment, and recommends it be placed on the April 9 calendar. Signed, Senator Ziegler, chairman, concurring Senator Kelly, chairman, concurring Senator Ziegler, Dankworth, and Pertula. Senator Ferguson signed no recommendation. This bill also appears on today's calendar. Those are the standing committee reports today, Mr. President.
The reports of special committees.
We have no special committee reports.
Are there resolutions for introduction?
We have no resolutions.
Are there bills for first reading and reference?
Senate Bill number 406 by Senators Fahrenkamp, Mulcahy, and Ziegler, an act establishing a film and television section.
Labor, Commerce, Finance.
Senate Bill number 407 by Senator Fisher, an act making a special appropriation to the Alaska Capital City Development Corporation and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs, Finance.
Those are the new bills today, Mr. President.
Takes us down to the daily calendar. The first item is Senate Bill 18.
Mr. President.
Yes.
May we have a brief of these?
Back to order. Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 18 by Senators Fahrenkamp and Strzelczewski, an act relating to special education and providing for an effective date. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered this bill and recommended that it be replaced with the committee substitute with a new fiscal note. And do pass. Signed, Senator Parr, chairman, concurring Senators Kelly, Fisher, and Stimson. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with the committee substitute finance with a new title and another new fiscal note. And do pass. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senator Sackett, Stimson, Strzelczewski, and Ferguson. There are two committee substitutes.
Finance Chairman.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent for the adoption of the Senate Finance Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 18.
Without objection, so ordered. Senate Finance Committee version has been adopted. Secretary, please read.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 18, Finance, by the Finance Committee, an act establishing a special aid program for providing special education programs during the summer of 1981 and providing for an effective date. I have no amendments.
Senator Kelly.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that committee substitute for Senate Bill number 18 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
I object, Mr. President.
Objections noted.
Just for a parliamentary inquiry here, on section 2 and 3, one is a repealer and the other is an effective date clause, and I don't know if it's proper to have the effective date clause of section 2 and the repealer of section 3. I don't know if it makes any difference or not.
We'll stand at ease. Senate, please come back to order. Did you wish the floor, Mr. Rules Chairman?
Yes, Mr. President. I remove my motion to advance to third reading.
Objection. There is an amendment. It's a technical amendment. Would the Secretary read this amendment?
Amendment number 1 by Senator Fahrenkamp. Page 1, lines 26 and 27. Number section 3, section 2. Number section 2, section 3.
Senator Fahrenkamp.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that this amendment be adopted.
Without objection, it's so ordered. Are there further amendments?
There are no other amendments.
Mr. Rules, Chairman.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that CS for Senate Bill 18 Finance be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Without objection, so ordered. Will the Secretary read the bill?
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 18 Finance amended. an act establishing a special aid program for providing special education programs during the summer of 1981, providing for an effective date.
Please substitute for Senate Bill 18 is before you for discussion and debate. Senator Fahrenkamp.
Mr. President, this bill provides summer education for the children who are of four classes, one mentally retarded, physically handicapped, emotionally handicapped, or multiple handicapped students. Now, these children are those special children who are unable to retain what they have learned unless that knowledge is continually reinforced. In its attempt then to prevent the retention, the loss of knowledge that takes place over the summer months. The reason for section three of this bill now, is that there is a task force coming in with a report and a bill in the legislature now that will carry this if passed this session. But it was the feeling that these students have been neglected much too long and that we want to start this summer. So I urge support for the bill.
Will the Secretary read the fiscal note?
The latest fiscal note shows a zero cost in 1981, a $7,209,082.793083.
I wish this read.
This is the Hess fiscal note. I was reading the Hess committee report. The Senate Finance fiscal note is zero in 81 and 1,936.8 in 82.
What is that now?
$1,936,800 in 1982.
Question from the stand to Senator Fahrenkamp. Does that include busing?
I just don't know. The Department of Education has had a terrible time with this fiscal note, fluctuating anywhere from $2 million to $7 million, but it's supposed to include the full thing.
Senator Stimson, at that point.
Mr. President, that would not include busing. Transportation is provided for in a separate type of form. This would be strictly for the structure of the handicapped children.
Senator Holman.
Mr. President, I wonder why there's no fiscal impact in 81. That's the fiscal year 81. That my question is, are we going to have a summer program under this plan this summer?
Senator Fahrenkamp.
Mr. President, when I heard that, it was a surprise to me too. I would think that would be fiscal 81 because this bill is out in 82.
Senator Stimson.
Mr. President, the understanding that we have with the Department of Education is that fiscal year 82 is adequate, knowing that begins July 1st and the various school districts will be assured that they'll be reimbursed for their expenditures. And so the logical way to do it seemed to be to let it start July 1st, 1981, with fiscal year 82.
Apparently, the information we have here is it will be $1.9 million. Fiscal 81. Senator Parr.
Mr. President, when this bill came through the Hess Committee, the Department of Education came up with a fiscal note based on the fact that just about every school district in the state would come in and ask for this because it was strictly on the basis of each district, the districts that wanted to conduct those programs asking for the money. Well, obviously, that's not going to happen. There are a few districts that do it now. They had to estimate the cost per student and so forth according to the few districts that do this now. My guess is that the amount of money in the fiscal note is more than will be actually used because not all school districts are going to take advantage of that.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, we're only talking about approximately a three-month period during this summer. In fact, the bill is repealed in September 81, which would probably, by the time it's signed, we're talking about June, July, or August. We're talking about a three-month period.
You ready for the Senator Stimson?
Mr. President, I'm not sure what the point was, but I think that what's important about this fiscal note is to understand that the Department of Education felt compelled to prepare a fiscal note that would show what it would cost if the program was fully utilized and totally funded. Everybody that we've been in contact with is convinced it won't cost nearly that much because the districts won't be geared up ready to go in time for the program this summer, so that the fiscal impact would be considerably less than that.
Senator Stimson, can you answer the question I posed earlier? Does this include busing?
Mr. President, it does not include transportation. There is a separate formula that is used by the Department of Education for financing transportation.
Senator Parr.
Mr. President, I think we should consider the fiscal impact of whatever we do, because dollars spent for one purpose cannot be spent for another, and it is a justifiable thing to consider. However, I don't think we want to lose sight of the main point. And the main point is these kids, certainly a lot of them, simply cannot carry over their knowledge from the end of school and maybe the 1st of June until they go in next year. I mean, I know when I was a kid in school that even for the rest of us, it was pretty hard to do. It's much worse for these kids. They simply cannot afford to have that gap. And we do not give them the full summer under this bill. There's a break at the end of the regular school year. They have the special session in the summer. Then there's another break before they're going to school again. But the gaps are shorter, and the problem of retaining information is lower. And if there's ever a bunch of kids in our state who need to get some advantage from our oil riches, these are the ones.
Ready for the question, Senator Stimson.
Mr. President, one last point. On this, the fiscal note, Senator Ferencamp made reference to the fact that there will be another special ed bill that we'll hopefully be addressing this session. When we do, then that the amount for the summer program that would be in that particular bill would actually be deducted by this fiscal note. Thank you, Mr. President.
Ready for the question? The question is, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 18 pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will close the roll.
The roll shows 18 yeas, 1 excused, and 1 absent.
Senate Bill 18 has passed the Senate. Senator?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on the passage of Senate Bill number 18 be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Objection, so ordered. It's my understanding the next three bills wish to be held over tomorrow. Senator.
Yes, Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bills 85, 99, and 283 be held over one legislative day. In way of explanation, Mr. President, Senator Dankworth requested Senate Bill 85 be held over. Senator Rohde is carrying Senate Bill 99 and 283 on the floor, and he'll be back tomorrow.
Without objection, these bills are held over. Citations.
Citations honoring Michelle LeVague, Miss Black World of 1981, by Senator Stimson, Kelly, Fisher, Sturgiluski, and Bradley. Citation honoring Lou Williams, Jr., by Senator Ziegler and Representatives Freeman and Gardner. In memoriam, Edward N. Dodd, by Senators Fisher and Sturgiluski and Representative Hayes and Senator Bradley. In memoriam, Robert L. Crowell, by Senators Fisher, Stimson, Sturgiluski, and Bradley.
Senator Ferencamp seeking the floor.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that my name be added to the citation for Robert L. Crowell.
Barr.
Have my name added to that citation too, Mr. Crowell.
Objection, Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that my name be added to the citation honoring Lou Williams.
Senator Lyons.
Mr. President, I'd also ask unanimous consent that my name be added to the citation for Lou Williams.
Objection. Senator Ferencamp.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that my name be added to the citation for Lou Williams.
Objection. You have the floor, Mr. Rules Chairman.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent for the approval of the citations.
Without objection, citation calendar's been adopted. Are there items under unfinished business? Senator Ferguson. Without objection, Senator Ferguson will be noted as a co-sponsor of Senate Bill 99. Are there any items under special orders? Senator Eliason.
Mr. President, I have the privilege of the floor for discussing a newspaper article that appeared in last night's Empire.
Without objection, you have the floor, Senator.
I should preface my remarks by saying that I attempt to cloak myself in the robes of a crusader. However, I think that it's not my bag, but in reference to this article, it deals with legislative staff salaries. I'm not quite sure whether I agree or not with the article itself, but I do agree that there is a problem in that area. As you recall, Mr. President, at the first meeting of the Legislative Council this January, I requested that the salary scales be brought before the committee for circulation throughout the legislature. I knew at that time that there was some problems in that area. And of course, I think it was appropriate that we do that. We're starting a new legislature, that we have new members on the council, we have new members in the bodies. And it's like, I think the problem was created because that over a period of years that, as we tend to do, we add a little here and a little there, and pretty soon we end up with something that is unacceptable to the majority of us. It's like we have met the enemy and they are ours, and they are we, or they are us. But nevertheless, I don't want this to appear to be an attack on the leadership of this body, because if it was, I would not associate myself with these remarks. However, I do feel that, and particularly my office and other senators' offices, that there are people who are very highly qualified. They're, in many cases, more qualified than others. And I resent the fact that my people are not being treated equally with others. And I think that it's an issue that's not going to go away. I think that it's going to have to be addressed. It's going to be a part of, I think, legislative reform, which I think is very important. And I think until we really address that issue, there's going to be dissatisfaction in the ranks, and I'm sure that there's a majority of people on this floor now who do not approve of that practice, and I would hope that we would resolve it before we go home.
Senator Holman.
Mr. President, I'd request permission of the floor to report on the last night's activities at the high school.
You have the floor, Senator.
Last night was the benefit for the Juno Cancer Society. A contest was held between the administration and the legislature in basketball, and I'm happy to announce that we won. The score was 117 to 114, which means that there were two high-scoring machines that took to the floor in that combat. An example of some of the scoring efforts are Representative Vasca scored 16, Ben Grusendorf scored 9, our assistant sergeant, Dean Larson, came through with 10 points. Eric Sutcliffe, 4. Al Adams, 4. Ken Fanning, 11. And Sally Smith contributed a point. Sam Cotton scored 3 points. An example of the scoring power on the other side was Commissioner of Administration, Bill Hudson, contributed 5. And he was quite an active member. It was a surprise to me to see how well the old gentleman moved. Bill Demmert of Fish and Game, also an excellent player, 20. John Bates, Deputy Commissioner of Transportation, 12. Ray Shumway, who was the man that I guarded, also Deputy Commissioner of Transportation, scored 19. Well, that's obviously a typographical error. Ron Lair of Budget Management, the director of that organization, scored 6. Halftime had two activities, one of which was the final competition for the first annual Buffalo Chip Fling, and we saw Fred Jaroff, Representative Jaroff, competing. Representative Jack Fuller was competing, and one of Senator Mulcahy's constituents, Kodiak rancher Bill Burton, was in competition. And I'll just read you a letter or a note from Representative Pappy Moss that explains what happened. During the fling-off, the finalists, in addition to those I just mentioned, were Pete Kelly of Representative Moss's office and Governor Hammond. When the the Juno created chips, these are the product of the ovens here in Juno, were used, it was found that they were not as accurate as the Delta barley generated chips. So we gave the governor and Kelly another chance with the real thing. And of course, at this point, there was no doubt who could fling the genuine chip more accurately. The governor was won hands down. He goes on to point out that over $320 was raised in the Capitol parking lot yesterday at noon, and over $1,000 was raised in this total fund effort. The other activity that was held during the halftime was the one-on-one competition and the two-on-two competition. Al Adams and Tony Vasca teamed up to take on Ron Lehr and Bill Demert of the administration. The loser of these two-on-two and one-on-one competitions was responsible for a $25 contribution to the Cancer Society. Ron Lehr and Bill Demert made the contribution in the two-on-two competition. In the other competition between Louis Pusich of Louis Douglas Inn and myself, these were three-minute competitions, and the score ended up in a tie, 5-5. The announcer, Ron Whitcraft of Speaker Duncan's office, said that the only way to resolve the contest was to require that each of the participants in that one-on-one contribute $25. But I think it was overall a very successful evening last night. Everybody had a good time, and as I say, over $1,000 was generated by that effort for the Juno Cancer Society. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Holman. Senator Fisher.
Mr. President, I ask unanimous consent we revert to unfinished business, even though it's rather mundane compared to what we just covered.
On the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, I'd like to waive state affairs referral on Senate Bill 342.
Without objection, state affairs referral has been waived.
Mr. President?
Senator Sturgeluski?
Moving as unanimous consent that I could revert to special orders. I'd like to discuss another individual, this body.
Without objection.
I think the day should not go unnoted that our co-chair of finance is having a happy birthday, and he's sitting over there hiding under all of these laurels. Happy birthday.
Senator?
Where do you say the reception is going to be?
Announcement of committee meetings. Senator Bennett.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 54, the finance meeting will be tomorrow morning at 8:30, taking up Senate Bill 54 relating to the Alaska National Guard and Naval Militia. Senate Bill 258 for a technical support for the operation and maintenance of village water and sewage system. Senate Bill 322, supplemental appropriation to pay miscellaneous claims against the state. And Senate Bill 329, an act making a special appropriation to the Alaska Municipal Bond Bank, authority for purchase of revenue bonds issued by the City of Manana.
Senator Gillen.
Mr. President, there will be a joint meeting this afternoon at 3 o'clock on the first floor of the Barron's Building between the House and Senate Community and Regional Affairs Committees. We will be considering Senate Bill 353 and 354, acts relating to the defeasance of school bonds.
Senator Fisher.
Mr. President, State Affairs will meet at 1:30 this afternoon in the Behrens Building. We're continuing hearings on 11 retirement bills.
Thank you.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, Transportation Committee will meet at 1:30 in the Belts Room, Senate Bill 135, an act relating to the operation and use of the highway between the Yukon River and the Arctic Ocean and the use of land adjacent to that highway. Senate Bill 204, an act making special appropriation Department of Transportation public facilities for the revegetation and reclamation of the highway from the Yukon River to the Arctic Ocean. Senate Bill 219, an act relating to surface transportation projects, exempting those projects from certain state permit requirements, amending and repealing laws relating to roads on state lands, and authorizing the construction of certain transportation projects. Senate Bill 229, an act making a special appropriation to the municipality of Anchorage for a pedestrian overpass for the Eagle River Urban Project.
Senator Sturgiluski.
Mr. President, advance notice on the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee meeting, April 14th, Tuesday, 4 p.m., House Finance, to consider RPs and release of the audit.
Senator Ferencamp.
Mr. President, Senate Resources will meet tomorrow at 1:30, considering Senate Bill 187, an act making a supplemental appropriation to the Division of Parks for the Youth Conservation Corps program. Senate Bill 218, an act related to the use of waste heat produced by certain pipeline facilities. House Resolution 173, an act making appropriation for residential energy programs. And Senate Bill 84, the permitting reform bill.
I might comment. I think it's entirely appropriate for the President or anyone to ask about fiscal notes and that they be in proper form. And I just feel that the proponents of the legislation, prime sponsors, the prime committees ought to have those fiscal notes in adequate form so that that question, when asked, can be answered correctly. I think probably some of the confusion today resulted from a yet confused fiscal note. You have the floor, Mr. Rules Chairman.
Two announcements, Mr. President. I would remind the Anchorage delegation of the 11:30 lunch today with the mayor and some assembly members in the Senate Finance Room. The National Education Association Alaska Legislative Fly-In begins April 9th tomorrow and ends on April 11th. The following programs of interest to legislators are on Friday, April 10th. I suppose it begins today. From 9 to 10, meeting with individual legislators. From 11 to 4, continuation of meetings with individual legislators in the Gastineau Suite at the Baranoff. Also, on Saturday, April 11th, from 2 to 4, a joint Hess hearing, and on Saturday, April 11th, at 4:30 to 6:30, a reception for members and legislators at the Laborers' Hall.
At 9 to 1:30 here.
Senator Kelly.
There's no further business, Mr. President.
Senator Ferguson.
I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call that is set up tomorrow to go to talk to you.
Without objection, Senator Kelly.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate adjourn until 10 a.m. Friday, April 10th, tomorrow morning.
Senate adjourn.